From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Three Americans were back in court in Afghanistan today, accused of running an illegal private prison in Kabul. The men claimed they were holding al-Qaeda terrorists who were wanted by the United States. The proceedings were suspended almost 3 weeks ago to give the defense more time to prepare, and as they resumed today, the Americans insisted they are not getting a fair trial. Rachel Martin was in the courtroom, and she has this report.
The muggy Kabul courtroom was filled with close to 100 people, dozens of television cameras and international media. For most of the trial, the spotlight was on Jonathan Adema, the American charged with running an illegal prison and conducting a clandestine search for Osama bin Laden and other terrorists in Afghanistan. Adema, wearing dark sunglasses and a khaki jumpsuit, said he and the other defendants are not getting the information they need for a fair trial.
We must be told what the criminal charge is and what the criminal law that we broke is. Our charges change each time we get here, and we never see a copy of the law.
Adema claims he's never been given a written copy of the charges against him. The 48-year-old former U.S. military man fought with the Northern Alliance in the U.S. war to oust the Taliban in 2001. He's representing himself in the proceedings. With all the melodrama of a TV courtroom, Adema argued that he wasn't allowed to see all the evidence in the case and wasn't given enough time to make his argument.
I'm going right in order, but I keep going off on a sidetrack. I need to finish. I need to be able to finish. Either I need to be able to finish or just give me the 15 years right now. Let's get this over with.
Last month, Jonathan Adema, or Jack as he's known, was arrested in Kabul, along with two other Americans, Edward Caraballo and Brent Bennett. The Americans are accused of entering the country illegally, impersonating military officials, operating an illegal prison, kidnapping, and torture. Adema and his colleagues say they were working with the support of the U.S. government at the highest levels, including the CIA, FBI, and the Pentagon. Caraballo is an American journalist who says he was doing a project about Adema's work in Afghanistan.
In my time here, I have come to know and love the people of Afghanistan for their warmth, hospitality, and strength. I am very sorry for any pain to the people of Afghanistan that I have caused by my involvement in a mission that I believe to have been sanctioned by the Afghan and the U.S. governments.
But neither the Afghan government, U.S. officials, nor international peacekeeping troops will admit any connection to the freelance bounty hunter and his cohorts. Over the past few months, Adema handed over suspected Taliban and al-Qaeda terrorists to the international peacekeeping troops in Kabul. Peacekeepers say they were duped by Adema into thinking he was a legitimate military operative. Adema and the others charged say the U.S. government confiscated 500 pages of documents they say prove the U.S. knew what they were doing and sanctioned it. After a long day of statements and testimony, the judge agreed to delay the trial another week so the defense can examine the new evidence. But despite the missing evidence, poor courtroom translations, and the sensitive politics behind it all, Judge Abdul Baset Bakhtiari says this is what democracy in Afghanistan is all about. He says he's doing everything by the book, and the defendants will get a fair chance to make their case next week. If the Americans are found guilty, they could face up to 20 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Martin in Kabul.